to the Almighty God because of his word that is there and in it. The word that can never be altered. Hallelujah to his holy name. I title my message, "What is entangling you?" Entangle. E-N-T-A-N-G-L-E. What is entangling you? Entanglement. The meaning. From Webster Dictionary. It means to be interwoven, to be wrapped or twisted together in such a manner as not to be easily extricated from what binds or hinders. Entanglement means to be weaved in, and from Hebrew meaning, it says embleko, E-M-P-L-K-O, which means to be involuntarily interlaced to the point of immobility. Embleko was used in this to describe a runner entangled in his long rope, which will hinder his ability to run in such a way as to win. Amen. It's just like somebody's wearing a long rope, like agbada, and when it is time to run, you know how the person will run? As he's running, the thing will be, you know, cutting the feet, and he'll be falling. He will not be able to win the race. Entanglement. I take my lesson text from book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, which reads, "No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully." No man, no soldier, we are Christians, right? No soldier for Christ that want to win the race, that want to wear the crown, that want to get that promised home where Jesus told us, "I'm going to prepare for you." No man that want to get there will entangle himself with the affairs of this world and will get there. What are you entangled with as a Christian? What am I entangled with? Let's see. As a Christian, we should be careful in our involvement in everyday affairs. John 17:14 told us. Can you flash John 17:14? He said, "We are in the world, but we are not of the world." He didn't bring the world out of a Christian. He said, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." He didn't bring you out of the world. You are in the world. Bible doesn't say we should isolate ourselves. The Bible doesn't say we should not relate with those people that are not a Christian. Because how will you be able to do your part? Remember, Jesus told you, "You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world." He said, "If a salt," he said, "you are the salt of the world. If a salt should lose its savor," he said, "it's no more useful but to be trodden underfoot by men." Because when it doesn't taste good again, what do? We throw it away, we trash it. We will not be trashing Jesus' name. We are of the world. He said, "You are a light of the world." He said, "Nobody lights a light." After you put the light, and you put it under a bushel, but you put it on a lampstand, he said, nobody lied so that everybody will see. You are the light of the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. I am the light of the world. People are looking at you. People are looking at me. God will help us in Jesus' name. We are of the world. Jesus said, we should be the light and we should be the salt into the world. What are you entangling yourself with? Questions. It's just a rhetoric questions. I don't expect answers from anybody. The answer should be within you. He said, we are to be in the world, but not let the world in us. Everyday activity, as we are going out, as we are coming in, God will help us in Jesus' name. Let me make an illustration. You know, boat is meant to be on the water. Just like you and me, we are meant to be in this world. But if water should go into the boat, that's a disaster. For you, you are the light of the world. You are to be in this world. But if the world should be in you, that's a disaster. I don't know, maybe you get what I'm talking about. As a Christian, we are to be in the world, but we are not to be of the world. That thing that is called Christianity, that thing that is called follower of Christ, should be traced in you. A child of God. Remember, the Christians in Antioch, it's what people see in them that make them call them Christian. It should be, you know, be known in our life. It should be seen in our life, in everyday activities. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Clearly, Paul is not telling us to isolate ourselves from the world. For them, we could no longer function as the salt and the light, as it was said in Matthew 5:13-16. A good soldier wrote about in 2 Timothy 2:4. He said, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot lose. That's an excellent summary of unentangled life. He said, no man that wants war will put on that, you know, we entangle himself. We are soldiers. Christians, we are soldiers for Christ. Winning souls. God will help us in Jesus' name. As I was making my research, I come across a word by Thomas Guthrie. He said, if you find yourself loving any pleasure better than your prayers, if you find a book better than your Bible, if you find a house better than the house of God, any table that is better than the Lord's table, and any person better than Christ, any indulgence better than the hope of heaven, he said we should take alarm. Anything, like sometimes as a Christian, we'll be talking, and some will say, oh, don't let put Christ in this. Don't let put Christ in this. Why not Christ in this? What else could be in there? Where then do you want to put Christ? In everything we are doing as Christians, as soldiers, we should not entangle ourselves with the affairs of this world. If you have given up ourselves to be Christ's soldier, we must sit loose to this world. What I mean by sitting loose, we should not sit, you know, like forgetting ourselves that we are here in this world for a mission. We should not be careless. We should not forget that in this world that we are here as a messenger for Christ. We are here as a soldier for Christ. We are here to win souls. We are here, God has called you, you have to call other people. As Christian, we must live each day of our life as if Christ is here, as if Christ Christ is coming now. Those who will war the good warfare must sit loose to this world. A good soldier of Christ must be single-minded. As a Christian, we must be single-minded. Let's read Acts 13:22. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 22. We want to read about David there. Paul, he has studied very well about David. And he said in verse 22, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. It's not that David doesn't have a sinless heart. He has a sinless heart too, like me and you. But one thing is, he's single-hearted. For me to pray that God, you know, this guy, he really give himself to God. He really give his heart to God. No wonder he knows how to praise God. He's single-hearted. The Bible doesn't tell, he sinned and sinned and sinned and sinned. Just like me, just like you. And some people will be referring to what David did, the sins that he committed in the Bible. Do you refer to the goodness that he did in the Bible? Single-hearted. God will help us in Jesus' name. I will take a clear example. In 2 Peter chapter 2, let's open the Bible, 20 to 21. And I want to say about Peter. Peter writes of the possibility of turning away from the truth of Christ and the consequences he experienced on the night of Christ's betrayal. On that night, do you remember? But now I want to read 2 Peter 2:20, 20 to 21. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome the latter, and it's worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Go on. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to a wallowing in the mar. Entanglement is a gradual process that can happen without the notice. I'm coming to that passage I read. Now, I want to examine Peter's experience on the night of Christ's betrayal. I want to link it to that 2 Peter 12, 20 to 21. Matthew 26, 31 to 35. Let's go. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Then said Jesus unto them, am risen again. I'll go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto them, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet I will never be offended. I'm talking about entanglement. It's a gradual process. It's not something that will happen just like that. And we can see it in the life of Peter, which we are saying, we are talking about. Peter, number one, pride. Pride. Peter boasts that he will not fall away and take the first step of denial. Everybody, you know, Jesus was talking. This is the Lord that knows everything. Just like you and me. I'm a Christian. Nothing will make me change. Nothing will make me deny Jesus. Nothing will make me. Peter has been with Jesus. He has seen Jesus. He has seen all the miracles. He has eaten with Jesus. He knows how faithful, how loyal. He knows he has the power to do it. And Peter, Jesus said, you know what? You deny me 3 times today. It was like, Oga, no, never. Not with what I see in you. I'm talking about pride. As a Christian, we don't know we have it. Some people has it, we don't know. But it is an entanglement in somebody's life. It's little by little. Can anybody say, as close as Peter is, when the time comes, can somebody say he will deny Jesus? But he did. Pride. Peter boasts that he will not fall away. I will never deny you. But he denied Jesus. Number two, complacency. Peter was so bold. Matthew 26, 36 to 47. Matthew 26, 36 to 47. Naked. I'm sorry. Yeah. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, that will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he led them and went away again and prayed the same 3rd time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to disciples and said unto them, sleep ye now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of the sinners. 46. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Without diligence, we can be found to be unprepared. When we are proud and complacent, we can drift and take the next step. I'm comfortable where I am. Me, prayer warrior. Me, when I speak like this. Me, this. You know, Jesus said, watch for me. These people were sleeping. They were so comfortable. They were so relaxed, just like me, just like you. I prayed this morning, when the Bible says we should pray at all seasons, without season, rather. Complacency. Very, very relaxed. You know, no need. My God, you know, but it's more than that. What are you entangled with? Is it with pride? Are you too complacent with your situations in what you think you cannot improve? You know, every time, every day, we need to improve in the Word of God. Have you known the Word of God, everything? We should not be complacent in our situation. When we are proud and complacent, we can drift and take the next step, which is distance and blending with the world. Let's read Matthew 26. That Matthew 26, 57 and 58. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. And Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace and went in and sat with the servant to see the end. If you are too complacent with your situation, with where you are, before you know it, you see what Peter did? After they have taken Jesus, now he ran. You know where he went to? To sit with the high priest. He wanted to see the hand of Jesus. Even though everybody will deny you, me, Peter, no, I will never deny you. After he has denied him, now, so that they will not know that he's a Christian, so they will not know that he's a follower of Christ, so that they will not know that, this one too, when he said he wants to pull down this temple and build it within 3 days. He was with them. He too was talking. He was happy when he said he will pull, so that they will not accuse him. He went to, you know, I want to see the end of the case now. That's why I'm sitting down here. If you are proud, if you are complacent with your situation, before you know it, you'll be drift. We will not be drifting in Jesus' name. What are you entangled with? I'm a Christian. I may walk in the house of God. I can pray and the world will shake. I can talk and people will be accepting Christ. Like, remember, Peter was with Jesus. He experienced all the miracles. He sees everything. But still, when trouble comes, he never think it that way. Like, this is how they will take him. No wonder I said, nobody will ever think. And this is seeing death face to face. Somebody that you were eating with, somebody that was just praying, somebody that said that pray, that talks, and the thing was like this. Somebody that fed only 2 fishes and 5 loaves with 4,000 people. How come they will catch him this way? He never think of that. How come they will hold him this way? Is this way they will arrest him? Why can't he command the angels in heaven to destroy all these people? Jesus has the power to do it, but so that the work of on the cross can be completed. He didn't do it. And Peter never thought that is the way he will die. That is the way the denial will come. He never do it. He never think about it. He was so complacent. I know this man. He will call down the angels when the trouble comes. He will do this when the situation comes. That is what he thought. But when the thing comes, he ran. He was sitting with the high priest. Those people that arrested his Lord, that is where he went to again. As a Christian, where are you? Entanglement is a gradual process. Nobody knows it. Nobody notices it. Let's notice ourselves. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Luke 9:26 said, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him in the kingdom of God." That day, Peter was ashamed. Because they asked him. This one was with Jesus. He said, "No. I know you now. The day he said he will pull down this temple, you were laughing. You were there. You were happy with him." He said, No. He did it 3 times. Until the word of God come to pass. Cock crow, now we realize himself. Can we realize ourselves now before the cock crows? What are you entangled with? Peter was sitting with the followers of the high priest by the fire. It is easy to blend with the world when separated from Christ. Remember, 1 Corinthians 15:33 said, "Bad company corrupts good morals." When we distance ourselves from Christ, we set ourselves aside to take up the final step. In the name of Jesus, we will not set ourselves aside in Jesus' name. What are you entangling yourself with? Guide against pride. Let him who thinks take heed, lest he fall. Will not fall in the name of Jesus. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but humility of mind. Regard one another as much important. Another one, self-control. James 1:21. "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save soul." Lay aside all filthiness, all superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God. Which is able, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. Be continually expecting, from God, self-control. As a Christian, the day before yesterday or during the week, me and somebody went out. And every time anybody talk, he'll be angry, replying back with anger. I said, "Why are you talking as if you are frustrated?" As a Christian, self-control. What are we entangled ourselves with? We might not know it. I just speak, that one is gone. Yesterday I was at work, and somebody was talking to me. And the way she talked to me, I thought she was rude. This is me that preached to somebody. Why are you frustrated? Why? Stop talking that way. This lady talked to me in a very rude way. Come on now. I turned back to her. So we shut up. don't talk to me like that. If I keep quiet, what will happen? What are you entangled yourself with? You might not know it. Every time. Christian, I was telling the person, if the person is angry with you, if the person talk with you in a very rude way, it's you that the Lord called the light of the world that will show him or her that indeed you are the light. It's you that people are reading. It's you that will show him that you are a Christian. Self-control. I did talk, and after then, I just looked at myself and said, I'm a fool. Why will I reply her? What has she talked now? She has not even talked anything. Why will I reply her? I felt sorrow within me. As a Christian, what are you entangled with? Must you reply everybody? What is the word of God? Where is it? Which says when they slap you on the right, you turn the left. What are we entangling ourselves with as a Christian, as a soldier of the war, of Christ? Let's be careful. Every time they talk to Jesus, he gives them solutions to that problem. He gives them way out to whatever they ask him. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Luke 21:34-36 means, be continually expecting these things. Do not forget them, and do not be secure and satisfied with this life and the good things, which is furnishes. Do not suffer yourself to be drawn into fashions of the world, to be conformed to its customs, or to partake of its feast and revelry. And so these calamities shall not come upon you when you least expect them. Luke 21:34-36. What are you entangling yourself with? Pride? Lack of self-control? Complacency? As a Christian, we have to. Are we denying Christ when trouble comes? When they ask you questions at work? Are you denying Christ? Do they see it in you that you are a Christian? The way you answer them, can they say you are a Christian indeed? God will help us in Jesus' name. In conclusion, let's read Galatians 5:1. Are we there? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand, therefore. Stand fast. Guard yourself. Stand well in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. You are free. And be not entangled again. Let's pray. Let's tell God. You know the area where you have entangled yourself. You know the area where you have denied Christ. You know the area where you have lost your self-control. You know the area where you have, you know, I'm comfortable here. I'm okay here. Tell God, Father, Lord, please, I come unto you, Lord Jehovah. Set me loose. Father, set me loose. Father, Lord God, release me in the name of Jesus. In whatever area of life that I've entangled myself. In whatever area, Father, Lord God Almighty, that people have behaved, and people will be like, is this a Christian? If your only God remain God, I'm not going to be a Christian. What What am I entangled myself with? God divine, you know me all. Holy Spirit, you know me all. Set me loose by your power in the name of Jesus. Set me loose. Set me loose in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto me, Holy Spirit. Every time I want to be in you all the time, Holy Spirit. I need your divine power. Peter never knows. That is the way it will be. Just like me, just like you. We never know. Like this Christian race is just a bit like this. I should not lie. I should not commit adultery. I should not fornicate. I should be. Father, Lord Jehovah, help me when situation comes. Help me, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. I don't want to drift away from you. Peter never know. He drifted just a little. Thank God Jesus Christ loved him so much. Thank God he came back to Jesus. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, please hold me. Hold me firm in you in the name of Jesus. Don't let me, Father, Lord God Almighty, drift away from you. Help me, Jehovah. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord God Almighty. In whatever way I've denied you, Father, help me. In any situation, in all conditions that I've denied you, Father, Lord, please be merciful unto me in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto me, God. Be merciful unto me, King of Glory. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Messiah. Thank you, our Father and our God. Father, Lord, you have set us free. In the name of Jesus, we will not be entangled again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father, who art in heaven. Thank you, the King of Glory. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you. King of Glory, we thank you. The great I am God, we thank you. We bless your whole name because you are God. Father, Lord Jehovah, your word has come out. You said your word heals, it reproves, it corrects. We have entangled ourselves in one way or the other. My Father, my God, I know this morning you have set us loose. Father, Lord Jehovah, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we never be entangled again in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, by your power and your strength, all the plans of the devil to make sure we don't go to heaven. Today, Father, Lord, let your power destroy that power in the name of Jesus. King of Glory, we've made up our mind that we serve you to the end. The grace to serve you to the end, Father, give unto us in the name of Jesus. Let your name alone be glorified. We'll never be detangled again in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray.